Good morning. Thank you. So I will be speaking about specifically the primary care capacity project, which is one of the four components of the Gulf Regional Health Outreach Program. No financial disclosures. Thank you. Okay. So the in order to guide funding to meet the needs of the target communities, the 17 counties and parishes that Dr. Goldstein mentioned in the first talk. The first year of the project focused on conducting a comprehensive assessment in each of those counties and parishes in partnership with all of the other GRHOP partners. This included assessing the capacity and operations of health clinics in the GRHOP footprint, as well as a rapid community health assessment in each of the four states. One part of the assessment process was to understand the current capacity of existing federally qualified health centers and lookalikes to provide primary care, behavioral health, and environmental health services in the communities they serve. The assessment instrument was designed in partnership with all of the other GRHOP partners and was based on previous assessments conducted by the Louisiana Public Health Institute, which manages the primary care capacity project, as well as based on nationally recognized standards such as NCQA, primary patient-centered medical home standards, meaningful use, et cetera. In combination with the clinic assessments, we also conducted a regional assessment that was conducted to identify relevant health and quality of life data in order to characterize sub-county health disparities, catalog community needs, inform priority setting, and help inform programmatic decisions around investment and inputs into both community health centers and community health improvement planning. The needs assessment included a thorough analysis of existing secondary data from national and local sources, as well as in-person key informant meetings with community stakeholders. Both of these assessment components were then used to inform LPHI, and particularly the primary care capacity project's approach to improving capacity to provide easily accessible, high-quality care within the targeted communities. So for each county and parish within the GRHOP footprint, we created a summary report, which was then presented to key stakeholders to get their input on prioritization of investments. And here I'm just going to provide just a few examples of the types of data that we presented to the communities. So here is just one example from Mobile County, which is one of the 17 parishes, counties. And here's just some basic demographic data about the county. As you can see, it's primarily white, with the largest racial ethnic minority group being black, and you can see the age distribution there. Here's another example from Mobile County. We identified some indicators that have influence on health. So this is, again, a demographic indicator around the percentage of residents living in poverty, below 200% of the federal poverty level. And overall, in Mobile County, 19% of all residents in the county are considered low socioeconomic status. And you can see the red and the orange are the lowest, the areas with the highest concentration of low SES populations. Here is another example. This includes both Mobile and Baldwin counties, which are the two counties in Alabama that are part of the program. And here, just another measure that also influences health, which is the percent of residents less than 25 or younger without a high school diploma. And we can see that overall in Mobile County, 16% of all residents in the county do not have a high school diploma, whereas in Baldwin County, it is 10%. And using these data and maps, we can identify those particular areas within those counties with the highest percentages without a high school diploma. Some additional measures of health. This is data on symptoms of depression based on the PHQ-2, which was collected as part of a CASPER survey that was done in these two counties. CASPER is a CDC tool. It's a community assessment for public health emergency response. So it's a tool that was developed to be conducted immediately post-disaster to rapidly determine health status and needs of affected communities following disaster. It's a household survey, and so this is just one measure that was included as part of that survey. And here we see that residents in Mobile County report higher rates of depressive symptoms compared to the rest of the state of Alabama. These are two measures of resiliency that were included in the CASPER survey that I thought would be particularly of interest to for this presentation. So there were two questions that were included. One is, do you tend to bounce back quickly after hard times? And the second is, are you able to adapt to change well? And we can see that the percentage of the respondents who disagreed with both of that statements is higher in Mobile County than in Baldwin County, 15% for the first question and 14% in the second question. But overall, we see that the majority of the populations in both counties do feel that they are able to bounce back and adapt well. Here are some other examples of some mapping we did to look at some geographic distances, particularly to federally qualified health centers that we will be working with throughout the life of this program. So this looks at drive times to the orange dots are the clinics, the FQHC clinics, and you can see the different colors. The light blue is a 5-minute drive to those clinics, the dark blue is 15 minutes, and then the green is a 30-minute drive. And these are drive times, so this assumes, again, that there's a car available or some kind of transportation. And the red dots represent a population of low socioeconomic status. In many cases, those populations do reside within fairly close driving time, but there are many dots you can see that are fairly isolated. So those are some particular population areas that may experience challenges around transportation to clinics that we may work with the clinic to help alleviate and community groups. This is just a map of flood zones. Obviously, this is an important measure just to take an account of vulnerabilities of these communities. These are the three counties in Mississippi that are part of the GRHOP program. So what we did with all this data is that we took it to the communities through local stakeholder meetings. The data was presented to the stakeholders, which included primary care clinics, health departments, veteran services, behavioral health providers, local officials, et cetera. We held small group discussions around their perceived needs in their communities. And a large list of issues, as you can imagine, were identified. But then we worked with the groups to prioritize the issues using an electronic audience response system. So we were very clear that we would not be able to meet all of their needs, and so we worked with them to prioritize those needs. So that's the community health assessment side. We also conducted extensive assessments of the clinics themselves. So we inquired about how the clinics were able to integrate behavioral health and environmental occupational health services, if they were able to do so at all. This process involved a lengthy in-person meeting with individuals at the clinics, including CEOs, medical directors, physicians, nurses, social workers, behavioral health providers, CFOs, health information technology staff. We anticipated that we would be doing quite a bit of work throughout the life of the program on enhancing electronic medical records and their linkages to other facilities. So the purpose of these clinic assessments were to assess what services were being provided, where there were service gaps, and to identify any technical assistance needs the clinics would have, since the Louisiana Public Health Institute would be providing technical assistance throughout the project period. This assessment tool was developed in collaboration with the other GRHOP partners, a clinic consultant, as well as based on previous assessments conducted by LPHI. Much of this information will be used to inform technical assistance offerings, again, throughout the life of the program, but it's also going to provide a baseline assessment of their capacity, which we will use for evaluating the program and looking at sustainability at the end. The assessment will be conducted annually, and any changes over time will be correlated with the implementation of the PCC project. For example, an increase in patients seen by a psychiatrist due to PCCP funds being used to support more psychiatrist time on site, or the introduction of environmental occupational medical services when there was none before, are all some of the types of measures we'll be looking at. So all of this assessment data, the community health assessment data, as well as the clinic assessment data, we've been using all of that information to make funding decisions. So the clinic, as well as the TA offerings, helping us identify what are the specific gaps that need to be addressed. Efforts were made to align the community health assessment needs with the services funded by the clinics, with an emphasis on improving access, quality, and sustainability. So, by using all three sources of data information, so the community health assessment data, the secondary data analysis, the key informant meetings, as well as the clinic assessment, we will be working with all of our partners to focus, prioritize our focus areas to increase access, quality, and sustainability. And all of these aim to reduce health disparities by ensuring easy access to high-quality services to everyone in the community, and to build resiliency by establishing sustainable health centers in some of the most disaster-prone areas in the U.S. A lot of our assessment work was based on existing tools, such as the MAP tool, the CHA tool, as well as Community Commons, which is a website that collates a lot of data from multiple sources. And just wanted to acknowledge the funding for the GRHOP project, which Dr. Goldstein outlined at the beginning. And I also want to acknowledge the LPHI assessment team. There were a lot of staff at LPHI involved in collating this data, synthesizing it for community partners, as well as running these prioritization meetings and working with clinics to collect the clinic data. Thank you.